There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliecare@gmail.com. You guys, this will end our three-episode year-end arc in which I bring back the co-host-in-residence, my co-host-in-residence from Braugest.
Never forget.
Joins me today. You guys, welcome back, Meredith Haggerty. Hi, Mayor.
Hi.
Hi. This is actually the last episode of the year.
Oh, man.
And it's the Christmas Day episode.
It's airing on Christmas Day.
It is airing
I'm very excited.
So you guys, obviously, we're recording this a little early. It's not actually Christmas Day.
We did not wake up Christmas morning, open our presents, and then get together to record this podcast.
We should do that, though.
That would be lovely.
I feel like that would be
in Massachusetts.
Life, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, next year, okay. We'll make that happen. I mean, I did wake up like a kid on Christmas this morning. Like, ooh, I get to record with Mayor.
Yay.
So you guys, as a reminder, what I decided to do for the last three episodes of the year, instead of doing the usual thing that I do about like pine sap cleanup and gift wrap management and all of the other lovely holiday topics that I cover year in and year out, I wanted to change up a little bit and bring back the co-host in residence from 2018 and do a little thing that I've been calling Stump Jolie, in which I just let them ask me whatever they want to ask me, cleaning related or not. I mean, if you guys would ask anything, really. But I wanted to do it just because I wanted to shake things up a little bit, and also because I wanted to say thank you so much to the co-host in residence. It was really fun to do that this year. I'm definitely going to do that again in 2019. I'm not sure that I ever will have a permanent co-host again. I think I probably will just keep the residencies going.
But if you were going to, it'd probably be me.
Well, obviously. Duh.
I mean, like, let's just put it out there.
Let's get completely real here, yeah. Jolie.
Yeah, but I'm very busy, so that's really
why. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Meredith is really busy. And I do like shaking it up, and I've got this thing about like making sure there's always like a male voice on here, which, you know, I could play that role.
I think I represent that really well.
Before we get into today's episode, Meredith tells me she has a bunch of mattress related questions, which is very exciting. I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. You guys, it's only $2 a month. It's Christmas.
Only $2.
Give me a gift.
Yeah. It's Christmas Day.
God damn it.
You're definitely listening to this on the day it came out, which is Christmas Day.
Even though I hate Christmas, I deserve Christmas presents too. Yes.
I mean, everyone deserves Christmas presents. That's the moral of every movie.
On today's Chip Chat, I, first of all, have incredibly weird chips for Meredith. And also, I have an update. Meredith signed me up for Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Tinder update that happened like on my way to the studio today that Meredith doesn't even know.
I don't.
That involves hockey.
Oh, God.
And fiddling, and as in the instrument, not, you know, Tinder, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I might finally get my answer to the question as to whether or not Jack Taylor from Vanderpump Rules was actually offered a social media job for the Tampa Bay Lightning or not.
Did you meet the social media manager for the Tampa Bay Lightning? Was it Jack Taylor? He should not be on Tinder.
On Tinder.
He is engaged.
That's right.
Oh, poor Brittany. Rotten hail.
Rotten hail. All right. So we will be doing all of that on the bonus episode. Very, very excited for it. Now it is time for me to just hand this baby over to Mare and let her ask me whatever it is that she wants to ask me. I do have to tell you that when we go back to the lily pad tonight after the show, because, you know, Meredith and I live together now. We're in an exclusive relationship.
Yeah.
I also shouldn't be Tindering.
Yeah, so right. This is, I can't believe I found out like this on the podcast. And I have to wait until Chip Chat. This is, it's an abusive relationship.
It really is. When we go back, in honor of Braugest, I hand wash a bra. So you will see my dangling brassiere hanging by the tip or gore.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Just waiting for you on that shower curtain rod.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll take it away, Mayor.
Okay.
What do you want to ask me?
Well, so I wanted to have a theme, but then I also solicited questions from other people so that I would have better questions. So I have half a theme.
Okay,
so
that's fine. I mean, you didn't have to have a theme.
I wanted to have a theme.
I understand. I mean, you know, I love a theme.
I love a theme. Also, because I have a lot of questions around the topic of mattresses.
Okay. I also love a mattress.
Which, okay, so I don't even know if this is where this starts, is that I went home for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
As a person may do. And I discovered that I was saying to my dad that I needed to get a new mattress because mine's like 10 years old now, which is the top of how like long you're supposed to have a mattress.
Yeah.
And he reported to me that my parents' mattress, and I'm going to blow up their spot, and if they don't want me to do that, they could help let me remedy it.
Sorry, Ma and Pa Haggerty. Yeah.
Sorry, Kevin and Mary. They got their mattress when they got married in the year 1978, which is 40 years old.
Their mattress is as old as I am.
Yeah. Their mattress like knows things about Nixon. Like... And I wanted to clarify for my father why that's so bad. And I thought maybe you could help me with that. Because I know it's partially because it breaks down, but like it's mites and stuff, isn't it? Like
yes.
It's gross in there.
Yeah, it is gross.
It is a clean concern.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's gross in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. There are sort of like two main issues that happen with mattresses over their lifespan and the reason why you do want to replace them after... 10 years really is the top of it. I will also say my mattress is just hitting 10 years, and in 2019 I'm replacing it. Like, that is on my like to-do list for the year. Mm-hmm. So the biggest reason to replace mattresses is that they just break down over time. I mean, they're like anything else. And also, we spend a lot of time on our mattresses. We spend a third of our lives on our mattresses.
Yeah.
And if you've got two people on one mattress, you know, it's doing double duty. So the mattress itself will break down and it will lose its support. And it ends up being, especially as we age, ends up being a health consideration because it affects not just your back, which is what most people think of, but all of your joints. It affects your ability to sleep well. Your ability to sleep well affects your ability to heal yourself, to stay healthy. They're all, I mean, I'm a terrible sleeper and we talk about this on the show all the time, but I make a pretty big effort to get good, as good sleep as I'm capable of getting, because it is important to one's health to get enough sleep.
Yeah.
And it's important for longevity too. Like I see, you know, my aging family members and like some are doing great. And some are doing a lot less great. And frankly, the ones who are doing a lot less great are the ones who've had like a history of sleeping problems and who didn't practice good sleep health hygiene.
Oh, no one in my family practices good sleep health. We're big fall asleep on the couch people. We're big go downstairs and sleep on the couch like after bedtime.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that goes out to my dad, who told me getting them a new mattress for Christmas was not viable. I don't even know what that means, but that was his... Not viable.
That's insane.
He's a crazy person.
Yeah.
My sort of follow up, or not even my follow up, but then I was talking about mattresses at work.
I didn't even talk about the cleanliness part.
Oh yeah, what about the cleanliness part?
I just got into the part.
Yeah, you're just like, this is why
the mattress itself just breaks down.
I just wanted to be like, yeah, Dad.
Yeah,
did
Dad.
You hear that? Okay. Wait, no. Yeah. What about the cleanliness?
Okay. So
part?
The cleanliness part is that the mattress over the course of its lifespan, you know, ten or so years, will become filled up with all kinds of allergens. Dust mites are dust mites are the big one. The thing is that people hear the word dust mite and they kind of freak out because it sounds bed buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, it is. It's a bug that's in your bed, but it's not bed buggy and dangerous in the way that bed bugs are.
They really should rename bed bugs to something less specific or more specific.
More specific, yeah.
Because, yeah, they're that, but so are lots of things.
Like horrible bed invaders.
Yeah, or just like red bumpy bite makers. I don't, but you know.
Something.
Or just like, I don't know, like gray wolves. Like, I don't care what you call them.
We're into gray wolves.
Yeah, I don't.
So the thing about dust mites, people hear the word and they freak out and they think it's like, oh God, this is a horrible, horrible thing. They are an allergen, but unless you have a very like active dust mite allergy, which is a real thing that a very, very, very small percentage of the population has.
And clearly not my parents.
Yeah. You don't really need to worry about them in your day to day, but over a long lifespan, they will eventually get to the point where they've kind of taken over and they themselves have compromised the integrity of the mattress. And also they are an allergen. So you want to consider that. But that's not the only thing that's in there.
Yeah.
Your 40 years of sweat, your 40 years of body oil, your 40 years of dead skin of two people. I'm going to leave it at that because it's Meredith's parents. You guys can fill in the blanks. You all listen
that's
to the show.
That's in there.
That's all that's
Don't
in there.
Don't be weird.
I'm not being weird. I'm ending this and I'm telling the audience, fill in the blanks and be weird because you know what I'm talking about. They should replace the mattress.
You know what? I realized that I really set myself up by asking about my parents' mattress.
You really did.
I know.
You're familiar
I
with
know.
This show.
I've been thinking
and
about
with
this
me.
And I didn't think it through.
But it was a good question.
Okay. Thank you. My non-follow-up is just that Jamie Keel is who I work with right now at The Goods.
Mm-hmm. Who's a great writer, by the way.
Whose wonderful Jap piece went up today. And by the time you read it, it'll be like it's new. Or you listen to this, it'll be like it's new again.
Yeah.
Because it's been weeks. She asked, I heard a rumor that your mattress doubles in weight over 20 years because of all the dead skin cells. Is that true? And if so, what can I do to prevent it? Is that true? Doubles in weight?
I don't know that it doubles in weight. That's pretty aggressive. but certainly, yes, the buildup of dead skin, dust mites.
I guess it's like if we shed all of our skin over 7 years, isn't that the thing or something? Or all of our cells like regenerate over 7 years and we like shed all the, like do you shed a full person?
Like a full
How long
person
does it take to shed a person?
That's a really good question. Wow. I don't know the actual answer to that, but I'm gonna look into it. So congratulations for actually stumping Jolie on this
Thank
one.
You, Jamie.
I will tell you, a little anecdote that's related to this that actually has to do with something that you and I worked together on at RACT.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Procter & Gamble's laundry school,
yes,
one of the factoids, and I don't have the numbers in front of me because I obviously didn't prepare for this. I didn't know what I was going to be asked.
Yeah.
But one of the factoids that they taught us in laundry school had to do with the weight of dirty laundry versus clean laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that they like determine the amount of and the type of soiling that goes into clothes.
Yeah.
That your body soil, your dirty clothes weigh significantly more than clean clothes because your body soil is all just like up in them when they're dirty and then it gets washed away.
That feels super true as someone who carries her laundry bag to the laundromat.
Yes.
And then carries it back after other people have washed my clothing for me.
Yes. And it is true. And like part of it, and I was actually, it's so funny this came up today because I was thinking of it today. I did two loads of laundry at the laundromat today, which is unusual for me. Usually I only do one load at a time just because it's easier to carry. But I had a wide open afternoon and I was just like, I'm just going to go and bang out all the laundry. I knew you were coming over. I was like, my laundry... my laundry hamper is going to be empty when Meredith comes.
I do check your laundry hamper.
I figured you do. Just like rooms through there. Yeah.
Gotta see
like,
what's up.
Ugh, Jolie hasn't done laundry in 3 days. Ugh. Tiss, tiss.
As the person who's digging through her hamper, I sure can judge her. Yeah.
So I was carrying the two bags and I was like, you know, they were a little heavy. It wasn't too bad. But I was like, oh, it's going to be so funny when on the way home, this is such like a lighter load because it's all clean stuff. Which is, that's part of it, but also part of it is that a lot of the stuff is probably also damp. Like your towel, and for me at least, because I just told over Thanksgiving, my best friend didn't realize this about me, that I use a clean washcloth. I use two clean washcloths every day. I use a clean white one in the shower in the morning, and then I use a clean gray one in the evening to take off all my makeup.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have how many washcloths do you have?
I mean, I have stacks of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you'll see them all clean when you come to the lily pad tonight.
I guess I've never been like, oh, is this the washcloth sack? And then just open something like in your bathroom.
I'm
like,
yeah. They're all out on a little stand. They're all. You never noticed when they're all rolled up spa style?
I only look at the products like a normal person.
Oh, my vanity that looks like Sephora threw up
on
it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's all new stuff. I rearranged it since the last time you've been
only
over.
Thing I've ever paid attention to in your bathroom. Not to brag. I mean, I go through the medicine cabinet, obviously. And just down whatever's in there and then come out.
All right, back to our cleaning question.
More mattress questions, which this question comes from my friend Kelly Peters Patel. It is about cleaning a pillow top mattress and if you're supposed to flip a pillow top mattress because it doesn't have a pillow both sides, right?
No, it doesn't. No, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to rotate it,
not
flip it. So, I mean, if two people are sleeping on it, then... The idea of rotating it kind of.
Yeah. And she's pregnant, so three people are sleeping on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, really what you're supposed to do is just fluff it.
Oh.
If it's like for me, I'm one person, so I rotate my feather bed. Oh, my God. Sidebar. I got a pretty nice feather bed from Bed Bath & Beyond about 6 months ago. This thing molts.
Ooh.
There are feathers all over my goddamn fucking apartment, and it's making me crazy. And that's bad enough for me. Like, I'm like, every time I'm like, how dare you, feather?
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
You are undermining my brand.
This is really rude. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, they like, on their way out, they like stick up and they like jab my ass when I'm sitting in bed trying to watch my Bravo.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you not?
Like, very rude.
This is why I have Tinder. Like, I don't.
I have experienced that before from a mattress.
So for me, I rotate this feather bed that I'm going to get rid of sooner rather than later because it's driving me bonkers. But yeah, for if you have two people sleeping on it and rotating it isn't really going to do anything, having each person grab one side of it and just giving it like a good shake to just redistribute the feathers and kind of like, you know, fluff it back up. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have a kind of similar question from my coworker Nisha, which is how often do I have to wash the mattress pad / cover? And also a thing she was searching the other day, but this might be out of the cleaning realm, is do you still have to flip your mattress? Is that a thing?
Yes.
So how often?
Yes. Okay. So the mattress pad, you should wash it once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. You know, once a year minimum. Once a year, you should do all of your auxiliary bedding, like the duvet should get washed, the pillows should get washed, the mattress pad should get washed, the blankie at the foot of the bed should get washed more than once a year, please, guys. But if you're, I live in the real world, and I know you're only going to do it once a year. So, you know, all of that stuff should at least get done once a year. Twice a year is ideal. Good time to do that is time change.
Oh, that's smart.
It's like changing the batteries in the smoke detector. Mm-hmm. And just because they're good, like, time cues, like, to be like, oh, right, I've got to do this. Another thing, like, if you're a parent around the beginning and end of school year is another good, like, general, like, time clue that people use. Birthdays are another good. I learned this from my time management expert lady.
Oh, nice.
To use birthdays, like not the actual birthday, probably.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to wake up on your birthday and be like, time to wash the duvet. I mean,
the day has come.
I mean, I do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, August 8th, National Wash Your Duvet Day.
Mm. You should all do it on your birthday.
It's also National Leave a Zucchini on Your Neighbor's Porch Day.
Mm.
Yes. I wrote a thing for the Times last year about National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, which is a real day.
Yeah.
And it's on a like specific day for a specific reason. It's pegged to the American Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day is November 15th. And the reason for that is it falls about 2 weeks before the American Thanksgiving. The idea is clean out your fridge before
you shove a turkey in there.
You shove a turkey in there.
Cool.
And all the rest of the stuff that's going to go on during the holidays. So I wrote this article for the Times, and like as I do with every single thing I write for the Times, I try to get an Easter egg for the super fans in there. Like actually in the Time Management article, there was one that almost nobody noted. I said that there was an Easter egg in there and only one person got it.
Wow.
And here's what it was. I was talking about email management and I was like, if you have 1,600,942 emails in your inbox, from me saying that out loud, can you figure out where that was, where the Easter egg was?
No. Wait, 609.
16942. 6942.
Oh.
Couldn't put the zero in there because it would have been like 69 and 420 next to each other would have been way too obvious. But yeah. it was right there. Yeah.
Very well done.
So anyway, but my editors know about these Easter eggs, you guys. I'm not being a total asshole.
I wrote 69 in the Times.
My editor didn't know about the number one because that was so subtle that it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But my editors know about all the other ones. The one that was in the refrigerator article was I was talking about the national days, mm-hmm. Which is also sidebar. Meredith and mm-hmm. I have a friend and beloved colleague, Julia Rubin, who is driven.
Hates.
To the most intense fury you've ever seen, like a 4'9", adorable little editor.
The sweetest fury, yeah.
The sweetest fury you've ever seen in your life go into over national days.
She's correct, about all things.
She's right. Except National Clean Out Refrigerator Day is a real one. And there's a whole reason for it. But in the lead of this article, I basically made a nod to Julia's hatred of these days because she is correct. And I was like, most of these are made up marketing ploys, mm-hmm. and I was like, and they're really stupid, national leave a zucchini on your neighbor's porch day, anyone? And the reason that I picked that specific one was because that happens to be my birthday.
Actually a day though?
Yeah, it's actually a day.
No,
I went to the calendar of national days. This is how much of a narcissist I am too, by the way. Yeah. I went to the calendar.
I've definitely done this before, but I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I went to the calendar of national days, mm-hmm. looked up my birthday, and picked one of the ones. It was that one.
I definitely feel like I've looked at it before, but I'm enough of a narcissist because it didn't have to do with me. I forgot what it was. Because it wasn't Meredith Haggerty's birthday. It's Olivia Newton-John's birthday. And then me.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So my last mattress-related question.
Okay. Did I answer the question?
I think so.
What was the question?
Do you have to flip your mattress? Yes.
Well, no, I didn't answer the question about flipping the mattress.
Yes.
The mattress itself does also need to be flipped for the same reason, mm-hmm. that it breaks down. So what you want to do if you are single, you want to flip it on its side.
Okay.
So that you're sleeping on on the side that you're not sleeping on. If it's two people in the bed, you want to flip it from the head to the foot, so that the old foot is now at your head and the old head is now at your foot.
What if you did both?
Or both.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds complicated, but
it's a good thing to do.
Okay. So flip your mattress.
Once a year.
Once a year. Yeah. Wash the pad once a year.
Once a year. Twice a year is better.
Yeah.
But once a year is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That is okay. Those are all my regular mattress questions.
Okay, good.
This is my non-regular mattress question.
Oh, okay.
Do you want a break? Or do you want my last non...
Are the other ones that you have non-mattress?
Completely non-mattress.
Okay, we'll do the last.
This is about air mattresses.
Oh, okay.
Which are just ew. Mm. Air mattresses are gross.
Put sheets on air mattresses. Do people not know this?
Mine's or the last one I had. I don't own one anymore. But it was rubber. So it was am I supposed to hose this down? But it was rubber with a fake velvety top.
It has that kind of flocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? What do you do?
Vacuum them while they're still inflated.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's still inflated, just vacuum them. And then it's not a bad idea to just wipe them down with a damp rag and, just a little bit of mild soap, Dr. Bronner's dish soap, dilute it. Just, again, tiny little bit of soap. And just wipe it off with I would say use Dr. Bronner's for it because Dr. Bronner's is so good on odors. Mm-hmm. So if
I feel like its default smell is bad. Its default smell is tire.
Tire
you sleep on.
Yeah, it is tire. But also, if people are sleeping on it, eventually it's going to take on kind of that, pettish odor. That boy smell.
Yeah.
Because, boys and pets.
Yeah,
same. Smell. So I would do the wiping off with Dr. Bronner's because it's so good on odors.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And I mean, you don't really need to do a whole lot to it, but yeah, it's not a bad idea.
I mean, I don't like my guests that much.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah. Put sheets on. I mean, you guys, like, I know you do. I know you do. I just worry about everybody else. It's the thing. Okay, so that's it for our mattress
questions.
Those
are my mattress questions.
Okay, good. So this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Mayor and I will be right back with more about her cleaning questions. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Meredith Haggerty, who's asking me whatever she wants to ask me.
Mm-hmm. I'm done with mattresses. Okay, I now know everything I need to know about mattresses.
I'll be sleeping on a bed of nails from now on.
Yeah. I'm just going to sleep on the floor. The cleanest place. Okay, so my other question, so my first second half of questions, okay, comes from our friend Julia Rubin. And it is
lovely
about
Julia.
I feel like
Mayor Julia hasn't been on this show in so long. Can we make her come back in 2019?
Yeah, she would.
I know she would.
Let's do it.
Okay,
wait. So her question,
we'll make her rant about national days.
She sent me a picture of the thing that the question is about.
Okay.
To
I love a visual aid.
It's hard to describe. So it's about her Clarisonic,
okay,
and how to clean it, but it's not about how to clean the brush. It's about how to clean that inside part. And
oh,
I will
okay
show Jolie a picture of her inside part. But it basically, like, it's like if you take the brush off and then it looks like there's a rotary phone in there.
Yeah, it does.
And it's like, you know, not clean.
Yeah, it's a little gunky in there.
Yeah, and what do you do?
Yeah, because you can't submerge it because it's motorized.
Yeah.
So basically what you want to do is you want to use rubbing alcohol. Because rubbing alcohol is a disinfectant, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's our old thing that we have to remind ourselves. It's what they use in hospitals to clean the area before they stick you with a needle.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's good enough for that, it's good enough to clean most things. Rubbing alcohol and a Q-tip.
Oh,
is
great.
Yeah, because the Clarisonic it's not super tight in terms of cleaning. But it's round and it's a little awkward to clean. So yeah, just Q-tips dipped in rubbing alcohol and just kind of like go around and round and round. The other thing, because it is the inside is probably big enough for this, and I know that Julia has very, very tiny hands.
True.
She could probably use a really thin cleaning rag. There are these semi-disposable cleaning rags that you guys have definitely seen them everywhere and not paid attention to them, but they're really great. They're like a blue and white, very tight chevron pattern, and they're really, really thin. Those are great for like putting over your finger and kind of like going into areas where you can fit a finger.
Yeah.
Which Julia's hands are small and that area is just
big enough.
And
because it looks like a rotary phone.
And it looks like a rotary phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all she needs to do.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But awesome. Yeah, you can't submerge it because of the motor.
Yeah, you would break the whole thing.
I was just making like a very like upside down hand job gesture, and somehow that was meant to evoke for Meredith that the word I was looking for is motor.
motor. Picture it. Okay, this next question is also from Nisha, this was a question that made me go, oh yeah, you could fix that possibly. It's one of those things that I have also in my house, but it just is like, well, that's just what that's like now.
Oh.
Which is, she says, I have coffee stains on my countertop that I can't get out, which I also have from the people before me. So I was just like, this is just the way it is now. But what can I use to remove them? Mm-hmm. My countertops are, I think, what you would call laminate, meaning they're like plasticky covering and they're whitish, so they stain very easily. And this is exactly the same situation that I have that did not occur to me to ask you about, because I just like I was just like, this is how I live now. Yeah.
This is how I live now.
Yeah.
Easy magic eraser.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
Magic eraser.
I do love a magic eraser.
Who doesn't love a magic eraser?
Yeah. It's the only cleaning I think I do regularly. I just walk around magically erasing things.
I'm in support of that. Yeah. Yeah, magic eraser. If for any reason it doesn't work, because sometimes there are some surfaces that it won't work on, and sometimes that kind of countertop is one of the ones that, like, the magic eraser is just like, nope, sorry. The other thing to do would be to get a Dobie pad, my old pal, the Dobie pad, and some soft scrub. So soft scrub is a mild, abrasive, clean cream cleanser that has a little bit of bleach in it.
Mm.
And so if you put a little bit of that on the Dobie, the combination of the non-scratch scrub sponge and the mild abrasive cream cleanser and the bleach will just lift them right up, go in circular motion, and it'll come right up.
But the little extra,
Yeah. But magic, I would try magic eraser first because I think that's,
it has magic in the name.
I mean, it says it's magic right there in the name.
I think I've tried a magic eraser on mine. I might need to try the stronger stuff.
You could get the magic eraser that has the scrubby back. You know, they have different grades of magic eraser now.
I think I have grade kindergarten.
Yeah. No. Yeah. They've leveled up. They have it's like magic eraser plus Brillo pad. Like, it's the whole thing. So cool. You could try that. But as I said, there are some surfaces that just, like, don't respond to a magic eraser. Because the thing about what a magic eraser does is, like, and this is one of the reasons I'm always saying, make sure you test it in an inconspicuous spot before you go whole hog on it. You want to think of a magic eraser as operating very much like a fine sandpaper. It will take a layer off.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you've got a...
I feel like that's what it's done to my nails at certain times.
Oh, yeah. And it'll dry the hell out of your hands.
Yeah, I don't do it responsibly. I magic erase irresponsibly.
I do, too. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know me. I'm mean.
Cleaning all over the place.
Yeah. I can't... Gloves are a hindrance to my cleaning.
Yeah. They get in between you and the cleaning.
They do. They do. My hands are my best cleaning
tool. Like condoms for cleaning.
They really are. It just feels better without. Yeah. But I mean, I just make up for it in other ways because I'm constantly tending to my hands and, you know, putting lotions and potions all over me because I'm very vain about my hands.
Yeah.
So I counteract, you know, the non-glove wearing. But yeah, the magic erasers are horribly drying. But yeah, there are just some surfaces that, like, magic eraser just won't do anything on. So, and if that's the case, then you're gonna level up and do the Dobie plus the soft scrub. Soft scrub's great stuff. I mean, I love a soft scrub experience.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
Yeah. Okay. Great in a tub.
I have one more, like, actual cleaning question, and then I had, like, I feel like I wanted
an existential question.
I wanted to ask you existential questions, but then I feel like you've been asked them before, and all my existential questions are, like, the lazy, or it's just like, what could I not do? Like, what could I reasonably not do? Or, like, not even, like, what's your least favorite, but, like, no, just they all lead back to what could I not do?
Okay.
That's my big existential. But okay, so my last question, that's me, is a friend of mine is getting rid of her couch. And I have a small couch. I would like a bigger couch. This is a bigger couch.
Okay.
She has a cat. And the cat, whose name is Frank, and his name is Frank Pantangeli.
that is a great cat name.
And that tells you everything you need to know about this cat's size and girth. And
I can picture Frank.
And his main hobby is putting his butthole on people and things. Just,
yeah.
Frank likes you if he puts his butthole on you. But I want this couch kind of. But when I look at it, all I see is Frank's butthole. And, like, she cleans it. She's a clean person, but she's also a cat person.
Right, yeah.
So she accepts a different level of cat in the couch.
Yeah.
What is, you know, will it just always be a cat couch? Or could I uncat the couch?
You can uncat the couch, for sure.
Can I unbutthole the couch?
Okay. You can uncat the couch. Mm-hmm. You can unbutthole the couch. I make no guarantees about buttholing your mind.
Yeah.
And this is actually something that our friend Tim Herrera has been on me all year to write about. And I use it now to threaten him on other projects.
Yeah.
And to, like, bargain with him.
yeah, you know, like a normal editor-writer relationship.
Yeah. I had to use a knock-knock joke today to get Tim to respond to an email that he sent me asking for information a week and a half ago that I replied to and he did not follow up on. A knock-knock joke.
What was the knock-knock
We're grown-ups who write for the New York Times.
I want to hear the knock-knock
joke. The knock-knock joke was, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Tim Herrera.
Tim Herrera who?
Tim Herrera who never responded to this email.
That is effective.
And then I put it on Twitter.
Boom.
Just to make it 20 times worse. He responded. Okay. So psychologically clean thing is a thing that Tim really, really wants me to write about. And I will write about it. I just like am enjoying not doing it for him.
Yeah.
Because it's
You're
fun.
Withholding. Yeah.
I'm withholding.
Yeah.
It's very cat-like of me.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is, like, there are always going to be things that you know in your mind are clean. Mm-hmm. But to you, they're associated with something else and you can't get rid of that association.
Yeah.
So I can't really help you with the latter part of it mm-hmm. if that ends up happening. But it may not happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that, like, if I help you go through the paces of getting the thing actually clean, that you're like, oh, I actually have unbuttled the couch and my mind. Mm-hmm. So there would be basically two things that I would tell you to do. The first thing I would tell you to do is to borrow from your friend, Jolie mm-hmm. Kerr, the clean person, mm-hmm. This super, super, super powerful vacuum, handheld vacuum that I have.
Ooh.
It's a Dyson mattress vacuum.
Wow.
But it's also great on upholstered furniture. And I have lent it out to friends of mine who needed to decat a couch mm-hmm. because they were moving in with a roommate who was deathly allergic and the cat was being rehomed.
Oh, yeah.
But the couch was full of on hair and, more importantly, dander.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Yeah, I'm just picky. I'm not allergic.
Yeah. And so this friend, her name is Allie, came to me and she was like, what do I do? And I was like, well, here's actually what you're going to... I was like, I'm going to just lend you this thing. I'm not going to make you go out and buy it because you don't really need it yeah. after that. So... and actually, like, she, you know, she just did many, many, many passes with this super, super powerful Dyson handheld vacuum and brought the vacuum back to me. And she said they had no problems with it. So that's the first thing. That's going to get rid of all of the cat hair and the dander and a lot of the smell that goes along with it. Now, for the butt part,
mm-hmm.
you are going to go and you're going to rent a rug doctor. From the
this
grocery
same friend,
store.
I think, had rented a rug doctor at some point. I mean, she's much cleaner than I am. Yeah. I really shouldn't be questioning her or the cat. The cat's probably cleaner than I am.
Maybe not.
It goes her, the cat, then, or her, me, then the cat.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're just going to do that. And that the way that the rug doctors work is that they force a cleaning solution down into the fibers of the couch and then they suck it back out.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. That's how you get all the videos of the wash water.
Oh, yeah.
So then you're going to send me a video of the wash water and it's going to be very exciting for literally everybody involved. Yeah, and I feel like that probably is going to do the trick for you of being like, I just like did a full like auto body detailing on this couch and now it is completely decat butted.
That's okay. That's good.
Yeah. So I would say go for it. Take the couch.
I also just realized as we were sitting here that like my couch that I have currently was once peed on by a human.
I know that. We've talked about that.
And I can't believe that I was being judgmental about Frank Pantangeli.
I mean, yeah. I'm upset that you're being judgmental about Frank Pantangeli in general.
I mean, he's such a... I don't like cats, but I like this cat.
I don't like cats, but I like this cat, and I've never met this cat. Hey, that's a great cat.
It's a great cat.
All right, let's wrap this baby up with your existential question.
I mean, my existential questions all do lead back to like, what do I skip?
Okay.
What do I not do?
All right, let's actually take this a different way.
Okay.
In your apartment, you guys, Meredith has a darling apartment,
mm-hmm.
darling apartment that's I true. Think like you plan to be on it in. For a long time.
As long as they'll let me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the spaces that make you, or if there are any, that make you feel kind of like, I wish this was better? Or like...
The bathroom.
Mostly. Okay.
It just, the radiator in there.
Yeah.
Like has ancient, I don't know. And I have this bookshelf, which is beautiful, but is insane. And I'm sure it's like... I saw cobwebs the other day. I then vacuumed and
okay.
the cobwebs are gone. But like those had happened okay. under my watch.
Yeah,
felt a little bad about it. And they're tall. I can't. I'm never gonna get to the top of them.
Right.
There's just no point.
Yeah,
I'm not. I can't see up there. I don't know any really tall. I don't have really tall people coming over my apartment. So.
Right.
I mean, tall people.
You could. 2019 is supposed to be like a great year for romance. But if you fall in love with a really tall man.
Oh, if you're 6'7",
then he could clean
and you're listening to this podcast and you want to clean my cobwebs, if you know what I mean.
My goal for 2019 is to date a really tall guy. I've never dated a really tall. I've always capped out at 6 feet.
That's nice. Yeah.
And I want a tall. I want a tall guy.
I like it.
A tall guy. I want like a 6'3" to 6'5".
Yeah.
I don't think 6'7". That's too tall.
I went out a couple of times with a guy who was 6'7". It looked goofy because I'm like 5 feet tall.
Yeah. Meredith and I are both very short.
Yeah.
I'm taller than you, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I'm 5'2".
I mean, everybody is tall. Everyone but Julie
is taller
than me. I'm like 5'1".
I am taller than you. Yeah. 5'2".
I mean, don't brag about it.
And 3/4". My doctor won't give me the extra quarter. It pisses me off so hard.
I've been to the doctor a couple times recently and no one takes my height. They just ask me and I'm like, why do you trust me?
Yeah. I'd be like, I am 6'9".
Yeah, thanks for asking.
Nice. okay. So I think the thing that you should make your January project is getting your bathroom taken care of in the way that you feel happier with it. Like, you can paint a radiator with regular paint. I know because I've done it. And I went to the hardware store. I asked the guy, I found the guy.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to paint my radiator. It's an active radiator. It's being used. Like, do I need special paint? And he was like, nope, standard paint. Here you go. This is the stuff you want. I painted my radiators white. It made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, maybe it's just not so dirty. It's like, it's dirty, but.
And I can help you clean it. Like, I know how to clean a radiator. It's not hard.
I've like had a cleaning lady come and it was basically just because I wanted her to fix clean that. And then she didn't.
Well, you have to specify that because that's like a special project.
Oh.
I was just like,
why wouldn't you just clean the dirtiest thing in the apartment?
No, because it's.
I just want someone to intuit my needs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm here to intuit your needs. I'll come over and help you clean it, and we'll paint it. We'll make a day of it. I would do a big fell swoop on your bathroom, and you know, really spend like a good weekend just like doing the hard clean, like clean the scrub the grout, paint the radiator, like. Put up shelves, you know, scrub the ledges and all that kind of stuff. And then I would just make a weekly bathroom cleaning part of your life. Like, it's part of my life to do that. You see it every Saturday when I do my, like, what are you guys cleaning? Like, one of the bullets on the list of things I'm doing every weekend is regular bathroom clean.
Yeah.
It takes me 10 minutes.
What is it?
Because I do it every week. There's nothing really to, like, clean.
What are you cleaning every week?
Well, I'll get to that in a second. But I think that if you like put the hard labor in, to get it up to a baseline, and then make that part of your every week, just that 10-minute clean, like that's going to make a huge difference in your life, and I think it's going to change the way that you feel about the rest of it in terms of the like what can I skip, because you're going to start to see like. Oh, I actually don't really want to skip these things because it does make my life better when I come home to this apartment that like reflects the life I want to be living kind of thing. I do think the bookshelves, don't worry so much about them.
Okay.
Cobwebs are just a sign that our friends, the spiders, have made a nice home with you.
That's true.
And spiders are our friends and we want them around because they eat other bugs.
It's also proof that reading is for nerds.
That's right. with that said, however, I think you could get a feather duster into your life.
I do have a feather duster somewhere.
Then just feather dust the shelves like every other week.
Okay.
Just a quick, you know, like during a commercial break of Frasier. Yes.
I finished Frasier last night.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Bad timing, Julie.
It's actually really tough to talk about. Thank you.
Sorry to bring up a painful, painful recent experience for you. Other things you can skip. I mean, I'm a stickler about washing my floors on handsies and kneesies. No one needs to really be doing it as regularly as I am. Like, regular vacuuming is fine. What are other things I think you can skip? I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I don't want to encourage a lot of cleanliness.
Ask a clean person what not to do.
Yeah. What are the things I clean every week?
What are, or when you clean your bathroom specifically, what takes 10 minutes? What are the 10 minutes? Because like my toilet's only hobby is not flushing. Like it's like, oh, I love this. I love to not flush. Like it's constantly broken.
Yeah.
It's very embarrassing. So it's very gross.
That's a handyman issue. Talk to your landlady about getting that fixed.
Yeah. I should do that.
You should. Actually, my
my landlady will maybe just listen to the show and then fix it for me. No.
Yeah, I'll send her the episode. Yeah. She'll be like,
excuse me?
Yeah, no, you should get that fixed because that's actually a pretty easy fix. Mm-hmm. All right, so my bathroom clean. I bust out, I use basically three products, scrubbing bubbles, glass cleaner, and like an all-purpose bathroom cleaner. I think I have like a Lysol number right now. And then sometimes X14, which is my like mold and mildew killer. I don't use that every week because I don't need to. But so I bust out the scrubbing bubbles. I spray the tub down and I spray the toilet bowl. But just the bowl, not the rest of it. And then I leave the bubbles to do what they do. And I get the glass cleaner and I clean my mirrors. And then I take the, reverse that. Scrubbing bubbles. Then I take my all-purpose spray and I spray the basin of my sink and all around. Then I do the mirrors because I let the all-purpose cleaner kind of like do its thing in there. Clean the mirrors. I take the same paper towel that I used for the mirrors and I wipe my sink faucets because glass cleaner is better on chrome than all-purpose cleaner.
Okay.
So I do that. And then I basically just use the same paper towel to wipe out the basin of my sink and around the sink area. And then I toss that. And then I get either a new rag or paper towels, depending on like what my mood for the day. And I use the all-purpose cleaner. I spray it on my paper towels or my rag, and I go over the whole toilet with that. And then I get my toilet brush, and I go do the interior of the toilet that's been marinating with the scrubbing bubbles, and I flush. And then the toilet's done. And then I go and I do the tub that's been marinating with the scrubbing bubbles. And then the last thing that I do is I run the vacuum on the floor because I use a lot of dry shampoo.
Yes.
So, yes, I have to get that residue up.
Yeah.
And then I have the iRobot mopping robot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's just a little girl.
Yeah.
And she's not great, but from weekly stuff, she's fine. And so I just put one of
she's a robot. Like, that's amazing.
Put one of the pads in and I let her run and do the floors. And then about once a month, I do a deep cleaning of the floor. Like I do like, I pour the OxyClean and I get the scrub brush and I do the whole nine
thing. But in there.
But for my weekly, no, I just let Kleena Gershon is her name.
I love that name. Yeah.
So yeah, that's my bathroom clean. Okay. It's fast. It goes really fast.
That got really unexistential really quickly. It got really granular.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I asked for it. I literally was like, tell me. I realized like your listeners like know already. And I'm like, no, just for me.
No, I don't think they one do. I don't think they do. Because first of all, I haven't done a bathroom episode in 1,000 years. And I also don't often talk about my own little cleaning routine. I mean, I write about it.
Yeah.
But on the show, I don't often talk about it. So yeah, that's my little cleaning routine. And the thing is for me, like, I like having a clean bathroom and it does make a tangible difference in my life to wake up in the morning to a clean bathroom and to shut down in the evening to a clean bathroom. Like, I don't like looking at toothpaste spittle in the sink.
Yeah.
I live alone. If it's just mine, it doesn't matter, but I don't like it. I like waking up in the morning and the bathroom is clean and I'm in there, I'm putting my face on, I'm starting my day, like whatever it is I'm doing in there is usually to make myself feel better, right? Like getting clean, putting my makeup on, doing my hair. Well, not that I do my hair.
That's what the dry shampoo is for.
Disgusting mop of dry shampoo that I'm wearing on my head right now.
Looks
but yeah, me. I just like it. I like having a clean bathroom. It makes huge. It's like having a made bed for me.
I have one more question for you that's not existential, which is just how much time a month would you say you spend cleaning?
I have no idea.
If it's how
I have no idea, because also, you know, I work from home.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, like, if I need a little mental break, like a 10-minute break, I'll just go quickly clean something. Like, I do a little bit all the time. Like, I'm always, you know, grabbing the feather duster and, like, going over a bookshelf or, like, getting the Windex into. I have mirrored. Meredith knows because she's just been to my apartment. I have mirrored bedside tables, which was the most foolish decision for someone like me who sees everything and, like, wants everything to be perfect all the time. So I'm, like, forever, like, Windexing my bedside table or, like, you know, doing a dish or, like, you know, wiping off the stovetop. I do just a lot of little spot cleaning. Things don't tend to really get very dirty in my house. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's like, is it because of a constant hum?
Yeah.
I mean, it is because of the constant hum of cleaning.
It is. Yeah.
But, oh, wow. I still want the answer to that. So I'm just going to have to do the math myself.
How about if I time myself in January? Can I make like a Fitbit for cleaning?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Just a clean jeans. Like they would be jeans that would, you know, log
like
how much
totally
time you.
Yeah. Right
then you have
now.
To clean in jeans, which is like not
super
pleasant.
Yeah, no, that
sounds
terrible. That sounds terrible.
But yeah. Okay.
All right.
That was my question.
Well, that was a great question. And my sworn promise that I will do my best to time myself in January and tell you how much time I spend cleaning.
I'm going to count how many Diet Cokes I steal from work in January. So we can,
excellent.
You know. Be counting these things together.
Excellent. It's a great plan. All right. On that happy note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. The last one of the year.
Yay.
I can't even believe a whole nother year in podcasting has gone by.
Happy almost 2019, everybody.
Yeah. Gotta be better than the last.
I mean, don't literally curse
it
you.
It doesn't have to be better than the last at all.
We have been proving that for years now.
If you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or Spotify, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode and another year Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.